Blog Talk Radio.
Divisional
round of the playoffs, you know? And we're also going to discuss if there was any surprises to you in this divisional round. I know it was to me. And judging by our pick as a group, we all surprised about one or two things that went down here. All right, so we're going to discuss that. Who do we think won't be back with their same team, be it by trade or just straight up cut at the start of this coming upcoming NFL 2023-24 season? Y'all follow me on that? We're going to discuss who we think will not, won't, ain't, is not, gone, Bama cut, Bama traded with these playoff teams. All these topics and so much more. Why I say so much more? Because between 007, 57, my man Ted, my man Lou, Tank, you know what? Tank don't really introduce new topics too much, but I don't know. We might be dealing with a new Tank, y'all, since them Cowboys.
Pew, pew.
There's gold up in them hills. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, so we like to first of all say welcome to you all. If you're listening by stream or online with our online corner crew, my Betty Ern and some of the others, you know, welcome in. We want to say thank you so much for giving us this 2 hours of your Tuesday, and we're going to try our darndest to entertain you. You know what I mean? You can go online with the Online Corner Crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner or with DMV Kale and all the live in-studio guests at 563-999-3782. And don't forget, y'all, this is every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., Kale's Corner, a different type of sports talk situation. Yeah, Tamba. Yeah, I like that. You know, when I type that in, T, it kind of gave me a tingle. You know what I'm talking about? this is a sports talk situation. Yeah, I mean, we just... We're a situation on them. So, yeah. So, y'all get ready for this situation here. We're going to let DMX do a little bit more what you really want, We're going to take a quick break. We don't own the right to the music, but the boogie is all ours. See, I talk about so go get the boogie on. Y'all get the boogie on. We'll be right back.
563-999-3782. But not me. Y'all cast it off the plate all you want, but not D. I get that D chicken from a distance. The instant they start to catch feelings, I start to steal and they quick, then I'm out. It's like a thief in the night. I think my teeth in the bite. You think of life, I'm thinking more life. What's up tonight?
NCAA Conference leaders in the East, in the ASUN Conference, the Liberty Flames at 7-1. The American Eastern Conference, we have UMass Lowell River Hawks. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Didn't I say some names, girl? 5-2. the American Athletic Conference, the Houston Cougars at 6-1, Atlantic 10 Conference, we have the VCU Rams at 6-1, and the Atlantic Coast Conference, Clemson Tigers at 8-1. The Big 12 Conference, we have Kansas State Wildcats at 6-1. Big East Conference, Xavier Musketeers at 8-1. And the Big Sky Conference is the Eastern Washington Eagles at 8-0. Boy, oh boy. You know, the reason I'm doing it like this, y'all, because March Madness is right around the corner. So we want to see if the teams that are holding the top divisions now will be the teams that have the last say-so when March rolls around. And to help you guys with your brackets as well, I know every season, T, when we get down to the NCAA bracket, I'm always upset that I didn't start sooner learning as much as I can about each team, because because hey man, them brackets pay money. You hear me? Them brackets pay good money. So I'm like, okay, this year we're going to break these conferences down and go by conference to conference of who's doing what, who's in the lead and who's not. Lady T, join me.
I'm have to. It's a. When I looked it up, it was a trillion of them. So I just couldn't imagine trying to break them all down. But you're doing a good job. We're doing a good job breaking them down the way you did. So yeah. Hey,
That's my co-host.
It's Amelia, bro. You did an awesome job. That was awesome.
You're gonna take a call. Let's go to. Ah, man, Lou. Lou, thing I want to say, Lou, is my apologies for missing you this weekend. I forgot your time change.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time that I recalled, I know, 4-6. By the time I recalled it, though, you were, off air. So I said, dang, I got to tell Lou, let Lou know that I'm going to write it in bold letters, 4-6, Lou's program, 4-6. So I'm going to mark it on the calendar. It's a date. I'll be there Saturday.
Right.
Some print dates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I wrote it on your post. I wrote it on the post. I missed it, and I'm sorry, and I'll be there the next, this Saturday.
I always have it on the post on Thursdays, on your post.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
okay.
Do you have any comments regarding this NCAA, man?
Well, I'm more of a Big East type of person, so I mostly pay attention to that and the ACC and whatnot. Not so much in this conference, right? Because my dad goes to Senior Hall, and they're trying to hold their own right now, but they are, kind of struggling. They're like in the middle of the pack and need some good quality wins to get to the, big dance. So I'm more paying attention to those conferences, not much the conference you were just mentioning. So it is one
right, right. Man, hey, the middle of the conference, I don't know what to say about because it's so many, and I know it's the top from each one that's usually a part of March Madness and everything. But, I say, I just want us to have a grasp of who's who and who's doing what come time to fill out those brackets. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to fill out at least three brackets this year. I'm going to fill out at least three.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. I'm going to fill out at least three, And now that I have the capability to watch each team, I'm going to watch them and make my assessment from what I see. See, in previous seasons, I always went by what I heard about each squad. Now, I can actually take a look at them and see, oh, okay, they got a dynamic point guard, or they got a dynamic power forward. Oh, whoa, Lord, the big man's taking over, you know, with this. Like Purdue, that Asian guy.
Edie. Yeah. Edie. That's his name, Edie.
Edie. Man.
Yeah.
And I know it was because they were playing Maryland that I you know, scooped in and watched that game like I did. But, man, Edie is
right.
A beastie. He's a beast. Do you hear me? For real. And now, for example, when we go into bracket time, if Purdue is playing a team that doesn't have a solid big man, Purdue all day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So my goal is that we fill out these brackets and people be like, how in the ham sandwich all these people, they're a folk from the eastern seaboard, were able to pick all these winners because they were listening to Kale's Corner. Yeah, that bad.
Right.
So yeah. We want to make them scratch their head to this. Eric B said make them clap to this. We gonna make them scratch
right.
their head to this. Yeah, talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to my basketball brother. Unlike no other, we call him Ted. What's up, Ted?
Hey, Ted. Unmute yourself.
You always be.
Hey,
me
how's
too,
everyone
that?
Doing this evening?
Good.
Yeah, I'm in the car. So.
Okay. So
oh,
Trink,
yeah.
Forever beating. How you doing, Fran?
I'm good. How's everyone doing? How you doing, bro?
Man,
great. Absolutely can't amazing. Complain.
Cannot yep. complain at all. It's Tuesday, our day, and we're going to get loose as a goose. You got my
okay.
Oh, yep. Goose or Eclat. Tell me what you think about this NCAAs, man. I mean, I know it's early. But as I explained, we're trying to get our hands on this situation before bracket time rolls around. Because I want at least 3 to 4 people from Kale's Corner to fill out these brackets and make these Bama scratch their head. Like, how all them people win in that area?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that'd be a great idea. I must say, all these years, man, I've never completed a bracket on time, you know, before it started. So,
right.
You know what I mean? So, I've just never have, you know. So, out of all these years, man, and what have you. But I'm like I say, I'm gonna try to do that this year. I'm gonna do it this year. Like
exactly.
you said, the thing is to get up on it early, you know. So
there you go.
Once
there
they
you
come
go.
Out, you know what I'm saying. Once they come out, go on and fill it on out and get it in.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Maybe they will.
And look, y'all. Last year, I tried to fill out a bracket, and it was like once I got to a certain point.
Yeah.
Man, it was just like, why did you even mess with this state? Because, I mean, when you're trying to figure out all these winners and losers, and man, it can get real tedious. So, yeah, we're going to jump on it early this year. All right, hang around, Brother Sid. Let's go to 007. What's up, 007?
Hey, bro.
It's Boston. I can't wait to March Madness, man. I can't wait to March Madness. Hey, I'm looking at this bracket, right? You got the Merlin Terpins on the bubble, man. What's up with that?
Yeah.
You got the Terpins on the bubble?
The way the Terpins are playing right now, I'm speaking of right now, the way they're playing right now, the bubble ain't a bad spot for them. Because Maryland is I don't know exactly what yet, Merlin is missing, but I can see that they're missing something, those Terrapins. So to be on the bubble is not bad for them. It's really not. Oh. Because they're being mentioned. At least they're being mentioned.
How about Kentucky? You got Kentucky on the bubble. The Gators? Wow.
Man. I mean, you know what? It's almost like football. You know, teams start off in this place and in this seeding, and then the next thing you know, they just blossom. They just blossom. So
yeah.
I'm not worried about where everyone is now. Like I said, the way Merlin is playing, I'm okay with them being on the bubble right now, because this thing is really just getting started. These guys, I mean, they haven't even played 10 and 11 games yet. You know what I mean? So they're kind of just warming up. And for Merlin to be on the bubble in a situation where they're just warming up, okay.
Mm-hmm.
When this thing gets thick, they'll be off the bubble.
That brings me to this question. What's your thought of Alabama Crimson Tide being number two? This ain't college football. This is basketball. I've never seen this before.
Alabama has a respected basketball program.
Well, they what did you say, Lou?
They have a very respected basketball program. Okay, it's not as legendary as say the Alabama football team, but they hold their own, you know, in basketball.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, hey, how about this? We're finally seeing that parity that the NCAA has been talking about for years now.
True.
Because we're seeing teams that normally aren't anywhere at this time of year doing something. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just a situation where we're finally seeing teams step up and say, we want our respect. So, hey, they fighting for their respect. I give them their props. Good job, Alabama and Clemson. Good job, you know. And we all know, man, there is no team or school out there that's hurt as much as Alabama is, because Alabama feels as though they would have given Georgia a way better competition than TCU did. Nobody is out there saying, I told you so, more than Nick Saban. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if next year it all gets started, we don't see Nick Saban walking around with a hat on that says, I told y'all, for real. For real.
The same Nick Saban that passed on Purdy, who is not in the NFC Championship, but we ain't going to talk about that right now. But, yeah, he passed up on that man, Mr. Irrelevant.
Yep. Yes. But we ain't there yet, bro. We ain't there yet.
I had to let that one out. Because you, Nick Saban.
I had to let that out. One bit.
All right, let's go to Big Boy. What's up, bro?
Hey, bro. What's up, Big Boy?
Hey, what's up?
How
y'all doing?
What's up, Big Boy?
I know you don't care nothing about the NCAA basketball tournament. I know you don't. If it ain't Georgetown or Maryland, Big Boy ain't thinking about it. For real.
They might win the tournament, though. Georgetown might win the tournament.
No,
Georgetown looking bad. They beat the other day.
The biggest tournament.
Yeah.
Pat ain't doing his job,
but I know better than that.
Yeah.
Man, tell him, Big Boy, yeah.
In the regular season, yes, they look bad, but it's when that tournament time comes, it seems like that's when they, you know, saying wake up, get themselves together. That's what happened two years ago. They had a losing season 2 years ago, messing around with one
but
of the tournament.
But that's 2 years ago, though.
And
they ain't having it this year.
How many games are now?
007 has broken his record, y'all. He gave us that what the hell moment at 5:25.
Early.
That's good for 007. He gave it to us early.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Like, see what he said.
Early. Oh, man.
Early. All right, let's go to Brother Tang. What's up, bro? Because I know he heard Georgetown. He heard Georgetown mention. I know he ready to get in there. What's up, Tang?
Oh, yeah.
You already know I said what I said last week, man. Hey, man. True. Hey, Georgetown, they done, man. They got to restart all the way over, man.
Tang,
let me ask you this. So are you saying they need to get rid of Pat Ewing? I'm sorry. Are you saying that?
Yeah. They might have to. They might have to, Brother Tay. Pat ain't. He can't recruit. He ain't recruiting good. Mm. When he do recruit, some young boys leaving every year. One of his main recruits, they gone. Every year. So it's something wrong with him now. At first, I was like, these youngins just don't want to battle what he's trying to tell them, but.
Mm-hmm.
After that happened, on and on and on, the word gonna be out, man. Nah, don't go to Georgetown, Pat, over there. They gonna have a business. It's gonna be a bad thing, man. Nobody gonna never come over there. We gonna be stuck.
Nope.
And I do not want Georgetown to be stuck.
Wow. That's interesting. He said that. I was talking to a young man yesterday that I used to play basketball for my team. We used to coach and stuff, and he had season tickets. And so we was talking about the Georgetown, and they were on. And I have forgot that Pat was even coaching, man. That's how bad they had been. I hadn't been watching them, man. That's my mom. Because, you know, and that was everybody's mom, because I was watching Boys from the Hood, and Cooper Gooden had a Georgetown jersey. He's all the way in Compton. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's how popular they was back in the day, man. Now they just, like you say, some trash, man. And I heard that Pat just want to keep. He just want to stay in his old ways. He don't want to change. And you have to adapt to how they play these days, man. So I agree with you, man. That's good, man. You're right.
Hey, can I correct myself right quick? I need to correct myself. They not going nowhere with no 0-9 in the Big East. Nah, they ain't going nowhere.
You come to your senses, huh? They done lost. He said they done lost 20 some games. He said they done lost 28 games in a row, maybe more than that in the Big East. They have not won a Big East game.
Exactly.
I was off too. So you know.
That's crazy. They ain't going nowhere. I'm not supposed to give up on that. I see how next
so you want you want to take your what the hell moment back.
007. Yes, I do. Yeah. Get that trophy to somebody else. That trophy don't belong to me today.
You got him.
I feel you. Yeah, I love it. I mean, listen.
I
was watching, what was the first take this week? Yesterday, to be exact. And Tang, sorry to snatch that Band-Aid off or rip that scab off, because I know you're trying to heal. But they were talking about that.
I heal up in like an hour, man.
That's right, soldier. Stand up, general.
They were talking about Dak Prescott, and they were saying how people are confusing the player with the personality, because Dak is a guy that you can like, people like, and you know, I liken that to Georgetown. We're confusing the Hoyas with the Hoyas that we knew, because every, like Ted just said, Cooper Gooden was wearing a Georgetown jersey in Boys in the Hood. And we all know how long ago that movie was out. So,
1991.
People had a certain affection towards Georgetown. And listen, we got to let it go. We got to let it go. That's who they were. Right now, this team, right now, I don't think that they could enter and win any tournament. And I know we still have to get to that corner point. I know we still have to get to that turn point of the season where everybody picks up their play. But, I mean, honestly, the way Georgetown is playing and being coached, the way that they're playing and being coached, do you seriously see a turnaround that would be a great run for them? I don't see it. I don't see it. So,
yeah,
we got to let it go, y'all. We got to let it go. And you know, if they have a good game, we'll give them an attaboy. But that's all it is. And we're not here to root for the good game. We want to see a good season, you know? That's
yeah.
My thing.
They played DePaul tonight. They played DePaul tonight, so hopefully they get their first Big East win tonight.
Man, I got DePaul crushing them tonight.
But
seriously.
They're not that good this week. DePaul, I mean, they okay. They should be able to beat this team. Let me just say that.
Okay.
They should be able to beat this team.
You know what?
Forgive me. I got Purdue on the brain. That center for Purdue, the boy reminds me of Yao Ming, seriously. And yeah, so I got Purdue on the brain. I really haven't followed DePaul, so I'm not going to say they are going to demolish Georgetown tonight. But I have seen Georgetown. I have seen their mistakes, their mishaps, turnovers, and all of this. And then it comes a point in time with Georgetown where these guys look like they're ball hawkers. You know? How are you not going to play team ball as sorry as you know? I don't know. Let's take another call. Brother 57. What's up, 57?
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hey, Hop.
What's up, man?
And look,
right,
let me say this. The good thing about opinions is like another thing that we all have. We all got one. Doesn't mean it's right, but we all got one. Let me tell you, the bubble year. The thing is, Georgetown. Y'all was talking about Georgetown. No, they're not the team that we want to be there. They're not the team that we're looking forward to, that we want to see. But
right.
The progress, we're not seeing progress right now. The only reason why I never give up on my team to say we out of it or we don't have a chance, because if we go into the tournament, y'all remember the bubble year? We were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
We were terrible the bubble year. We went into the Big East tournament and lit it up and won the whole thing, which gave us hope that the next year we were going to have a dominant team. But everybody left, and we didn't. And we didn't, you know. So I watched the game the other Saturday, and Pierce scored 35 points, but he had to score 35. Everybody else is standing around. Our coach is over there with his mouth open like he don't know what to call or what to say. I love Patrick Ewing, but he is not a coach.
Mm-hmm.
He is not a coach. You know, it's time to let him go.
Well,
let's just remember him for being a great player, but he is not the coach that we need right now.
Hey, 57.
Sorry,
let me
y'all.
Ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
No, that's how you feel.
Bringing up that past Big East tournament where Georgetown did their thing, judging by that collection of players and this collection of players, do you see the same in each team? As a whole, because I don't. I don't see it. And I recall when Georgetown stunk up the spot and got in the tournament,
right.
And they were a completely different team. I don't see that from these boys. Do you?
The only thing that I see that's resemblance is the way that our point guard is playing right now. Our point guard, I can't remember his name now. The young man that was the best. He was the best point guard in the tournament that year that we won, the bubble year. But he was playing, going down the last part of the season, he was playing real good, like the boy Pierce is playing right now. But then the big men showed up during the tournament. And that's – but, no, I don't see it, Kale. I Come answer on, your question. Was, no, I don't see
was it. Kenjo? What's his name? Kenjo?
We had lost a Kenjo already. We had lost a Kenjo.
Oh, yeah, right.
A Kenjo.
Okay.
We had lost the other boy. Excuse my language. The saying is,
McClone?
Yeah, what you say, Seth?
The white boy.
McClone.
The white boy. McClone. There you go. Forgive me.
McClone,
you know, I ain't mean it like that. But,
I know
we lost him. You know, but we just, it's not there. I mean, to me, you got 3 years to build. You got that first year, then you got to build your team. That third year, you should be qualified for the big stuff. Patrick ain't there. He ain't there. He ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say all this. Doc can say all of this about he ain't got his people. He ain't got that. I don't want to hear all of that, Doc. This guy ain't there.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
was coaching Georgetown when they won in the bubble? Who was coaching there? Was it John Thompson Jr.?
Yeah,
it
was Patrick Ewing.
Okay.
It was Patrick
Ewing. Why did they get rid of John Thompson?
No, it was Patrick Ewing who won, he's saying.
Yeah, it was Patrick Ewing in the bubble. Which John did we get rid of? Which one you talking about?
Remember,
John.
Remember,
John.
Remember, Pat jumped on with a team that was already assembled. So
exactly.
Now,
there you go.
Pat is playing with a team that he himself put together. Like 57 said, man. Pat has proven in many areas now that he's not a good coach. He's not a good coach. And I love Patrick Ewing. I love what Patrick Ewing bought. But I'm going to say this, though, with Patrick Ewing. There are a couple of situations in his career where Pat kind of got small when they needed him to be big. And that's all I'm going to say about it. It was a couple of times when Pat got real small when they needed him to be real big. So I don't know. Maybe
can
that
I say something about that, Kale?
Yeah.
You're 100% correct, Kale. And you know what happened? He developed an outside shot. When he developed that shot, he stopped going inside and being dominant like he used to be. Once he hit his outside shot was just pure, and he had really redefined it. He stopped going inside. He became a Joel Embiid. He wanted to shoot outside shots.
He
got tired of banging, sis. That's it.
Yeah.
You know that team being in close games. I don't think it's the coach. It's just that the talent don't have a chemistry on that team. You know, team ain't clicking because
of
the chemistry.
That's part of his fault, too.
It's the coach that develops the chemistry. It's the coach that develops the chemistry, man. He develops the chemistry in practice. He wakes that up in his players. That's part of what the Nets were complaining about with Steve Nash. You know what I mean? That's part of what LeBron complains about with some of his coaches. Dude, you didn't do the right thing. You didn't put us in the right
position
for success. Exactly. You didn't line us up.
I think he should be on the staff as assistant coach, working with the big man. But like you say, he's not head coach material. You know, to be able, like you say, to put the guys, the whole team, in the whole package of the whole scheme of coaching as a head coach. But he can't be on the staff to work with the big man. You know, and y'all, you definitely summed it up with what you said, man. He came up small in some of. And times when they needed them, and that summed up that, you know, totally perfect.
I mean,
throughout his career,
Georgetown, yeah, New York. Georgetown, New York. That man came up real short when I can recall hearing New York fans saying, "Oh, we got Pat. Pat gonna dominate Pat." And I always had in the back of my mind, I don't know. We don't know if Pat is a sure thing. We don't know if you can really rely on him like that. Come on, Double O.
Yeah, in college. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But I was gonna say, like, is it his fault that they doing unforced turnovers in the second half of games? Because I'm sure that he tried to draw plays to put them in the right situation to win games. And like I was watching the game with Villanova, they had a big shot of winning that game, but it was that turnover that they did. And you just can't do that at the end of the game. And yes, we're going to blame the coach, but, you know, you players can't do that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But do you know why
expecting to win the game?
Do you know why we blame the coach? Because as a player, we saw him when it came down to the end of the game. Fold. We saw him not complete the a successful play at the end of the game, be it a rebound, be it domination in the paint. We didn't see that from him as a player. So how can you teach and push that on to your team now that you're a coach when you failed almost every opportunity when you were a player?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you teach
it? They need to know how to box out more.
It's easier said than done. It's easier said than done. That's
right. Yeah, exactly. And here's the other thing. If you make it one turnover, I can see it if you this guy made a turnover, this guy, you made a couple of turnovers during the game. You go, okay, yeah, that's the player's fault. He wasn't paying attention.
Right.
But if your team is turnover prone, that's a coaching thing. Your coach got to instill in you what you know, and put you in positions in practice where the heat is on. So when the game is happening, you understand that pressure and you see it. You don't make a see a good team out there with 10 turnovers a game. That's a coaching problem.
Especially when we're talking about. The we all know every game has that it moment. Every game has that big moment where you can't afford a turnover. Points is all you can come away with. And Georgetown, not just to the game, but in the big moments, these guys are not getting it. These guys are turning the ball over. They're just not playing good ball in those big moments. And again, that is, you know, they always say a team takes on the personality or the resemblance of their coach. He done brought it back to us, y'all. That what the hell moment. Every team we see, Georgetown, when it came to those big moments, they failed. They failed in one way or another, be it a turnover, a missed shot, or the ball going out of bounds, or a rebound coming down right beside the big man, and he's lost where he can't recover. So, I love Patrick Ewing as a player. I truly did, because when he helped Georgetown, he was dynamite. But like we all stated, when he learned that jumper and decided to make that a part of his game, he no longer wanted to go inside. And that was his biggest commodity in my eyes. His game inside. So, you know, hey, we'll see what goes on. And 007 might be what these guys might.
I'm going to tell y'all what we need.
Go ahead.
But I can't say it on the podcast. But we need a couple of things. Tang know what I think. Yeah. We need a set shooter, and you know who we need a set shooter, and you know who they come as. You know, we need them.
We'll just say Indiana, and Kansas. We'll say
Indiana, we need to go out there. That's what we need to do. There you go. A live bird.
Some of them. Some definite shrimp in them. 563-999-3782. From college ball to the pros when we come back to NBA. Corner about Rui Hachimura and the rumor of him being traded to the Lakers. Well, it wasn't a rumor. It wasn't a rumor. He has been traded to the Lakers. Yeah. And I know how I feel, and I'll reserve my opinion. I want to know how y'all feel. How do y'all feel about that trade? You know, what are you thinking about it?
He went to the Lakers with the rest of y'all team.
Okay.
So
it really, had to happen though.
Huh?
It had to happen because we weren't gonna be able to keep him and Kuzma. Point blank. And Kuz is playing better than him. And like we all been talking about, Hachimura, give us 20 one night, give you zero the next night. You know, you can't do that. They expecting more out of him right now, and I told you, man, he was gonna be gone.
He'll do that good for the Lakers. Is it safe to say
on the night that he would give you only 0 points, that was more on the coaching staff?
Because he still has no rebounds. If he had rebounds, it would have been okay. He wasn't giving you nothing. Defense or nothing, bro. He don't give you none of that. He was trying for minutes, but we all watch him not perform. When you start, and you do good, your minutes going to be good. But when you're not performing, minutes going to dwindle. And I don't know what he's going to do out there with the Lakers, because don't get me wrong. He out there with a good mob around him, a couple of people, about four people that's from home with him, that played with him here. So he'll be all right, but it's going to be a lot of ball hogging over there. He's going to be crying over there. Because that's what I heard they started to say. He started whining.
Well,
Kelly Oubre win a title when he left the Wizards? Didn't he win a title out at L.A. or somewhere?
With Golden State. Didn't he win with Golden State?
A Golden State. Kelly Oubre won a title once when he left here.
It was the guard that just left from them that played with us that won the title.
Otto Porter won a title. JaVale McGee won a couple of titles.
Gary Payton Jr.
He went to Orlando.
I could have sworn. I thought he had a title
when
he went out west.
This morning,
I'm looking
it's settled
right
for the Lakers to win a title.
Well, you know, thing, you know, you leave here and you win titles. Mm-hmm. That's the MO. You leave
it's
here
for the
you go somewhere and win a championship.
Let me tell y'all this. I look at all of the trades that have come from Washington and gone to the Lakers, and it eerily reminds me of Detroit all over again. It eerily reminds me of Detroit all over again. And the pieces that we've given up, those are pieces that can actually help you win a title. Those are pieces that can actually help you. Brown, Hachimura.
Brown. He's a
and, dude, we drafted him.
Right,
we drafted him and immediately traded him. We drafted him and immediately traded him.
He still ain't where they thought he was going to be, Big.
Well,
everybody
hold on, Tank. You confusing me. You confusing me, Tank, because you're the main one that's always telling us to be patient. You're the main one that's always telling us.
He was with us for 3 years. After you supposed to, when you come after the first and second round and you don't do nothing in your third and fourth year, you got to go.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put him on that one.
He didn't produce nothing, and Hachimura haven't either. I see if he was progressing.
It's different for
if
a
the
coach.
Coach progressing, if the coach is progressing, what can you do?
So do you think Tom
I said progressing.
I'm sorry.
So unsale, Dinka. Unsale. Unsale.
This is his second year. This is his second year. This is Unsale's second year, y'all. What are y'all talking about?
Okay. Okay.
Oh, why are you saying y'all, bro? What are you talking about?
Hey, can I get my vote in the draft?
Both of y'all started screaming Unsale, so I said y'all. It was two of y'all, wasn't it?
I'm saying Unsale because he said thumbhead. That's the only reason why
okay,
I said Unsale.
I'm
trying
year.
To get him to say the guy's last name. Don't be arguing at me, bro.
Okay.
Calm down, bro.
Okay.
Calm down.
Come on.
So
that's
why
we got half crazy. See, y'all so quick to get rid of everybody out the first year. Y'all think they'd have been here because, like you said, we ain't won nothing. So as soon as the coach get here, we be like, oh, man, this fool got to go. First year, he got to go. That's what we do.
So maybe it's because we're seeing the same mediocrity.
We've been seeing this for 27 years on the Washington joint. And ain't gave no coach no nothing. We ran all of them out.
We ran two
raw coaches out because the guys don't like discipline. When we had Ani Grumpy here and we had what's my man name? That's
Whitman,
right out Clint.
Whitman.
The black dude.
Whitman.
Huh?
George.
You know I was going to say Whitman.
George.
That's the white man. I'm talking about the black man that was from right out Clint.
Hey, fellas.
Or Bakersfield.
You know who I'm talking about.
Eddie Jordan.
There you go. We ran both of them out of here, dog. You know
but
why
can I
give
my opinion?
Because the players would be able to go over top of their head and go straight to the front office, which that's where we was messing up at. Like we always said, it starts from the top. And that's where we was messing up at.
Yeah, they should have said that.
Come on with your opinion. Come on with your opinion, too. Now, come on.
Okay, my opinion as far as y'all draft. Okay, y'all should have got some other than Kendrick Nunn. Why y'all need a big man? Y'all could either try to do some type of three-way trade or whatever, but y'all didn't get the same value back. Y'all didn't get the same value back to me. Y'all got a 2020-something trade. Can I finish? Y'all
got
a 2020-something trade, then y'all next trade is in 2020.
We got 2023.
Y'all next trade is
2028 and 2029.
Okay, that ain't giving y'all nothing. Like I said, y'all should at least get some. Kendrick Nunn, what are you going to help y'all with? Okay, y'all got enough guards. Y'all should have got at least a big man out of that. That's my opinion. You know, something different than what y'all got back
on. But Phoenix backed out. They had a three-way trade going on, but Phoenix backed out at the last minute, and the Lakers called him the next
I wouldn't
pull
no trigger. I'd have did something else to make sure it happened, but make something else happen. But like you still say, they don't have management. They don't have no management that's really involved in the team like that, because the owner, Ted Leonsi, he's really more for the Capitals, so he don't pay attention too much to the Wizards. He don't give a care, so he's not really, you know, invested that much in them, you know, as
that's
being knowledgeable
like
of what players he should use.
Absolutely right. So, this Tommy Shepard third year, and this is Wes Unseld second year. We got to let them groom and get the right people in here. They just – we had to get rid of Hachimura. Who was we going
– I was about to say, we had to get rid of him.
We couldn't give him and Kuzma no money. Who was you going to pick out of them two? Every wingman that we
But you couldn't get nothing better from L.A. than But you couldn't get nothing better from L.A. than Kendrick Nunn?
Let me finish.
You couldn't
let me finish.
I would have got something better than Kendrick Nunn.
Hold on. I just let you finish, bro. Let me finish. Every swingman that we brought in here from Otto Porter that we drafted didn't do nothing. We bring Kuzma in. He better than all of them. But when all that was going on, it was from other people. We can't put Wes Unseld and Tommy Shepard in this category with the 20 years of the BS been going on, because we didn't never have a good general manager until now. I don't know about the coach. He homegrown, but we haven't had a good general manager until now, because if we did, like I said, we wouldn't have never ran Eddie George out of here, and we wouldn't have never ran Whitman out of here. Point blank, you got to give them time. I understand what you're saying, but these guys that's in here now haven't even been here a nickel. They just a nickel combined. And they cleaning up the mess that was left. They cleaning up the mess that was left from them.
But I don't know.
We got rid of Hachimura.
It feels like I'm still seeing the players running the asylum and not the coaches. It still feels that way.
No, sir.
Yeah,
I don't see that.
Yeah, man. You got Bradley Beal. You got Bradley Beal with injuries, picking and choosing when he plays and when he sits down. That the players are still running this thing, bro.
No, sir. You had a co-op.
I don't know why we keep jumping
on
Bradley Beal, man.
Hold on, bro. The last two games, he didn't even look hurt. So I understand you got a nagging injury, but, okay, he playing through. We all want him to sit down. But when he sit down, we're going to go on a losing streak.
Exactly, man.
So what do
okay.
you want, Kev?
I ain't
going to
say
that. What do you want?
We
got
to
get him back in there. If he say he healthy and he play like he did, I'm not going to complain about it. If I saw him out there grabbing his leg, then I would say, yeah, he's running that. But no, I saw a coach say, you healthy? He told the truth, and he went out there and balled. He did everything he could do on them games that we won. They played a night. We're going to see what they do again. We got to see what they do without Kristaps Porzingis, because he's going to be out for a week or two because of that ankle injury that he just had.
That ankle. His ankle injury.
Yeah, he was standing on that joint.
Yeah, his ankle sprained. But did you're talking
weak link.
I watched Bradley Beal in this New York game, right? There was at least three possessions where the whole team came down court, and I'm looking up, I'm like, Where's Brad? He's walking up the court, bruh. Not with the ball is already across the half court line. And Brad still hasn't made it across. He's walking up the court. And that has
Was that every play, Kale, or just one play that you saw?
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. I said three or four possessions
that night. What was his stats, bro? What was his stats?
He had 12 points, 3 rebounds, and maybe 2 assists.
And guess
maybe
what? He didn't start shooting into the third quarter. His first shot was in the third quarter.
Correct.
So. So I'm saying I didn't see him try to take over. I saw him see his teammates running, doing what they're supposed to do, and he played ball the way he's supposed to play ball. Come on, man. Don't nick and pick because you saw the man. You nick and pick on Bradley Beal, but he's the best player on the team.
Okay.
He had
4.4 assists and 18 points, 4 rebounds. 18
points, and he ain't
shooting to the third? That's a man
that's
getting his team involved. Come on, man.
Okay. Okay. Okay, again, explain to me why he's walking across, walking up court. I'm talking about on a rebound.
I didn't see
on
it.
A rebound.
So I can see it. I didn't see it.
On a rebound.
Because I don't look at, I don't nick and pick for all that. You just something about Bradley Beal. That's who you go for. I don't know.
No, it's something about the Wizards team.
You talk about the best player on the team of what he's doing wrong, and if it ain't for him, we wouldn't be winning all these games. So what are you really saying?
Hey, you act like we didn't win without Brad. You're acting like this
and
team did not win.
We went on a seven-game losing streak without Brad, too. We lost seven in a row without him.
Wow.
And when he came we lost that one, and then after that, we won three with him.
This is
every
a new
time
change.
We lose seven games straight.
He's fired up. Y'all ain't never heard you talk.
Like wound him way. Up, baby. I'm dead. He wound up.
I mean, hey.
I ain't mad at you, Shane. Go ahead,
son. I'm going to tell you like this, man.
Soon as he go out, I swear, they're going to lose every game in the row, bro. I don't even watch him when he go out.
I'm calling the best player on the team, so-called best player on the team, because I'm seeing things, parts of his game that aren't cool, that he should not be doing as that best player on the team. That's why I'm calling him out. It should never be a point where he's walking up court, man. Okay. Because you don't want to. Because you don't want to.
You're the only one that see that, though, with Bradley Beal. No, nobody.
Okay.
I don't hear no conversation. I don't hear the specialists talk about it. I don't hear nobody. All I hear him say, without Bradley Beal, pure shooter, these boys and Kristaps Porzingis and now Kuzma, these boys would be nowhere. That's what I hear him talking about, bro.
Every player out there takes a moment off.
Okay, so that's an excuse. We're going to go with that.
No, you just jumping on one player, bro. When every player out there, one player, one play. Every time they get the ball, is Bradley Beal loafing going down the court, or did you just see one play? Or did you see him doing it the whole game? Every game? No.
The announcer?
No, what did you see?
Damn it. Listen. The announcer said, why is Brad walking up the court? Is that injury bothering him? This is what he said was brought it to my attention.
So that's the one time you saw that.
Where's Brad?
So that's the one time you saw that.
No, it is not. Do not change my word.
And the announcer brought that
to
your attention.
Do not change my word. Listen.
I'm asking you, sir. You made a statement. I'm asking you to clarify your statement.
I'm clarifying. Shut the hell up.
No, you're not. Go ahead and mute me and get it over with.
Yeah, that's what's about to happen. There were 3 to 4 possessions, and the announcer said, is Brad Billy okay, or is that injury bothering him? Which led me to believe, okay, the coach and the staff didn't have any say-so in Brad playing. I've never seen Bradley Beal walk up the court. Never. In all of his years of playing with this Wizards team, I've never seen him just walk up the court. He walked up the court 3 to 4 times. The ball was in our court. The ball was on our offensive end for at least 4 passes before I saw Beal come into the screen. That's all I'm saying. So, no, 57, it wasn't just one time. But it was one time that the announcer brought it up. Go ahead, Tank. Y'all got, I'm serious.
Well, since you muted me, I couldn't dispute you anyway, right? So that makes you right because you can mute me anytime you want to. So what can I say? You're right, Kale.
Give me my skateboard.
You right, Kale. Take your ball and go home, Kale. Take your ball and go home, Kale.
Long as you remember who ball it is.
It doesn't matter. I helped you with that ball when you were struggling, baby. Yeah.
Ain't no different.
Don't forget that. Don't forget that.
Ain't no different. Well, let's see.
I love y'all. Listen. We're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back all the way back. And look, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, it's football. You guys, it is football time. So we'll be right back. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
I want to know who won.
Some people have hearts of stone. Some people are up to no good. But maybe I'm for real. I'm as real as real can get. What to get? Come on, T. I'm sorry, T. I didn't play your song. Please forgive me.
You're fine.
You sure?
I mean, you can give me a little snippet of it, like real fast, and you know.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, y'all talk about football. You know what I'm talking about?
I love to talk about.
Ain't no skip nothing. I hear people in the background, that little noise in the background, talking about skip that joint. Kale, just let me hear boom, 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 and then I'm good. That's all. There you go. I'm good. You can get it.
Man.
See?
All right.
That's just, hey, listen. Let me tell y'all something. That is one of these songs. Listen, you can't play that song in the car after leaving the Levi's Stadium and y'all win that game. Oh, man, you in the car, you bouncing with that thing. I wish y'all could see me right now. I wish y'all could see me. But y'all can't see me. It's all good. But the people online, they can see me. Okay, so listen, guys. All right. We're going to do these picks real quick and get our winner up out of here. All right, because the winner is who he is, okay? And we ain't going to take nothing from this man. Y'all know it's a man now. Okay, so listen, one pick, okay, y'all, this one old pick. Michael, he was online with us. Michael, he had one pick.
Okay,
that's all right, Mike. We got some more picks for you. Come on back. Two picks.
No doubt.
Two picks, guys. And these three guys are famous online at Kale's Corner, okay? So I'm just going to run them off. 007, two picks. 57, two picks. And my hubby, Tang, two picks.
Mm.
All right. So now listen. If you ain't heard your name, you could be the winner. You know what I'm talking about? Did I say that right, kid? You know what I'm talking about?
That's
okay.
Not talking about.
There you go. Okay. So
drum roll.
Three picks, guys. Three picks. My Baddie, Marcus, Mima, Big Boy, Darius, Reese. Myself, Lady T, and my amazing co-host, Kim.
Wow.
Now, listen. It's only been done one other time. This has only been done one other time. This person, you ain't heard the name yet, okay? It could be you, honey, okay? Listen, all four picks right and was the closest, well, second closest, had the second closest score to the regular score of 12 and 19, right? He had the second best score. And I'm going to go ahead and say my brother did in the building, got all four of them right.
Oh,
go
yeah.
Go, man.
Go
yep.
That's
he had all four right.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
That's what's good job.
Look at that.
Great job on that score, too. Good job on that score, because a lot of times that score will be way either under or above, and like T said, you know, you came in good on that score. So, great job.
You know
job.
Who had
great,
the best
great
score?
Job.
The best score was Mima.
Yeah, yeah.
Mima.
Yeah.
Mima had the best score.
But Ted had the winning score, baby.
Yeah. Mima had 27-14, and Ted had 28-14.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know what, Ted? You better tell me straight up. Did you pick the Bengals because everybody besides 007 went with the Bills, or you really, really felt Joe Burrow was going to get out there and do that thing to Allen, Josh Allen?
I felt Joe Burrow.
Hold on, 007. Let the winner talk.
All right.
Come on, Ted.
I felt Joe Cool was going to do his thing, man. Y'all remember he came short. He was there last year, man. He played in the Super Bowl last year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everybody just forgot about Joe. Joe, regardless of how many times he gets sacked, he keeps getting up. And they had a better team coming in. And like I was telling you, Kel, watch chasing them. They got a good chemistry, man. Them boys is ready. And you got Buffalo. What's his name? He makes too many mistakes. He try to be Superman. You know, he's Josh Allen. He's turnover prone. He's subject to throw interception when in opportune time. We said that. So I figured that. And, you know, and I figured Joe Cool is going to be Joe Cool
good
to do his
job.
Thing, man. So,
good
yeah.
Job. Good job.
Good
job.
Good job, 007
picked the Bengals as well, but 007 picked
the
Jags and the Giants.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, the rest of his stuff was out.
I mean,
but no. Let me see what's so crazy about 007. He let everybody talk him out of the Chiefs. So remember, he went back and changed school from the Chiefs to the Jags. That's and Ted even got on him. Ted said, "Don't do it, man. Don't do it. Don't stick to what you said. Stick to what you said." Ted told him that.
Yeah, I stuck to it. You know, I'm like you said, Patrick Mahomes, but
he tried to help him, but he picked the Giants anyway, so that wasn't gonna help him.
Yeah,
so he picked them all by himself.
And the Eagles pulled the Giants' pants off and just spanked they hiney on live TV.
Yeah,
I'm sure that was one of those games. If they had other games playing, they would have went away from that Giants and Eagles game. Seriously. Because the Eagles totally dominated the Giants. Way terrible. Way terrible. All right, let's
I expected more from the Giants. I did expect more from the Giants, though, the win that they were coming off of, man, the momentum.
Yeah.
A better game.
Right.
Yeah. We all did.
They laid
it. We all did. They laid a couple of eggs. They laid a couple of eggs.
A stink bomb. A stink bomb.
Hey, look, they went to Steak in the Sack and got a sandwich with that joke. Come on, Kirby. What's up, Kirby? Kirby, you in?
Somebody got to turn their radio down.
I think that is Kirby.
Yes,
Kirby. Okay. And he got reverb. And he got reverb.
Yeah.
Okay. Congrats. Okay. So we're going to do that. Congratulations, Brother Ted, and everybody that, you know, played, because we really, aside for a few of us with only two wins, we made this week's pick good. You know what I mean? With all of our thoughts and picks in, you know, we made it good. We got one more week of picks. One more week of picks before the Super Bowl. Before the Super Bowl. So y'all, I mean, get it in your mind. Who gonna do what on Saturday, and who gonna do what on Sunday? Because those are the games that will be played this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. You know, and Lady Teal and I are going to get together and bang heads and see what are the other extras that we're going to add in with the score on the Sunday night game. I don't know. Maybe we'll do winner and score for Saturday, and then for Sunday we'll do winner, score, and some other things. So y'all get ready. Be ready for whatever. Y'all know
together.
We can get crazy. Get them heads together, man. Get them. And 007, if you pick against everybody else, try that crazy mess, man. I mean, your whole picks was a what-the-hell moment, man. The Jags over the Chiefs, the Giants over. Now, again, you did good with the Bengals and the Bills and the 49ers.
I had a bad Saturday. You're right. I had a bad Saturday. I thought I was going to go 0-4. I thought I was going to go 0-4, man. When the Bengals came through, I was like, oh, happy day. So...
No.
I expect for Prescott to play better than he played Sunday. I'm not even gonna lie. I mean.
A mistake way
I think that injury
really got Dax is worse than what he said. He can't run no more, man. He really can't. He can't scramble like he used to. I mean, he couldn't really scramble all that great, but he can get away, and he was strong. He can't do that now, man. He ain't the same Dax.
I'm going to say all this season, Dak hasn't been the same Dak. Seriously. That Cowboy defense is way better. And trust me, this is like talking with rocks in my mouth, dirty rocks at that. I'm talking about train track rocks. That Cowboy defense is way better than me. I'm going to take all this. Was willing to admit, because they held San Francisco to 19 points. Last year's playoff game and this year's playoff game, the Cowboys had 22 possessions. Do you know they've only had 3 touchdowns out of those 22 possessions facing San Francisco in the playoffs? That is shameful. That's shameful.
Yeah.
And everybody want to say Dak Prescott turnovers aren't in his DNA. Well, he led the league not only in interceptions, but in fumbles lost from the quarterback position as well. So while we won't add turnovers as his DNA, in his DNA, we can say as a group that this season, turnovers were a part of his game. Turnovers were a part of his game because it seemed
the
like...
The whole Dallas squad.
Well, no, mm-hmm. no, because, their defense played solid all year, all season. The only game they didn't play solid is when they played Washington. And I'm going to say that they already had their... So they weren't really going full speed at Washington.
That's so true. I'm just talking about the penalties, you know, and the coaching. Because McCarthy, he showed don't know how to clock management at all. And I want to ask the question, do y'all think he should get one more year? Y'all think he should be gone?
As a Redskins fan, I want McCarthy to stay right where he is. I'm sorry.
I'm asking Tang.
He's not no bad coach. He's not no bad coach. Like, he did get him there.
He can't
like,
clock
you know,
manage.
He's not no bad coach.
He get dumbfounded, though. You know, they had a whole bunch of times. They had three timeouts left.
I'm just asking the question. And what
I'm
saying
just,
is,
I'm
I don't
just coming back with a comment back. There's no argument. I'm just coming back with a comment back.
Okay.
That's all.
Go ahead, man.
Don't
go
have
go
to
ahead big boy.
You know, because we
go
did have
big boy.
Argument.
I don't think McCarthy is the problem. I was watching
right.
replays from the game. Dak was missing passes. Dak
yep.
missed a
yeah.
wide open T.Y. Hilton. When he threw that joint to CeeDee Lamb, and Ward just smacked that jump down. On the other side, you see T.Y. Hilton running the same route, and it ain't nothing but green to the inside.
Mm-hmm.
That was 6 points
yeah.
right there. Then you got Dak.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I understand what you're saying about him not being able to run, but you still got to be able to read the field. You still got to be able to read the defense. When they pre-snap, it wasn't nothing but green all in the middle. So why are you going to throw it when you threw it?
He's trying
you
to force it to CeeDee Lamb. That's all he was targeting, like trying to go.
That's
like you
mistake.
Said, that dude is wide open.
Hey, look, that's a mistake that ain't got
two people on.
That's a mistake that has nothing to do with his legs. That has everything to do with how he responds
yeah.
in a big moment. How he responds in a big moment. He's trying to go the way he sees the sure thing or the sure
over
player.
Later.
But you got a man wide open with nothing but green in front of him. And that man is T.Y. Hilton.
Yeah.
Ass is hell. Come on, man. Hey, look, I'm not a Dallas fan. That's known. But I am a football fan, and that was terrible football from the quarterback position. And it has nothing to do with coaching. It has everything to do with preparation and your mindset in the game.
Yeah, that's I feel like that about Josh Allen, too. Like, he stunk it up so bad in the game to the point when Diggs went over to the sideline and was like, dog, I mean, I'm open every time. Like, throw me the ball. Like, get me the ball. I'm open.
Yeah.
Josh Allen didn't even acknowledge him standing there, even complaining about, look, I'm open, dog. We losing. Throw me the ball. That's what's most important.
I'll say this. For the first time in all these seasons of watching CeeDee Lamb, this is the first time I've seen him actually complain on the field and straight at Dak. Because when he ran an out route right at the first down, he was wide open. And Dak chose to throw it across the middle, and it was tipped for an interception. And CeeDee Lamb was standing there with his hands towards Dak like, bruh, throw the ball right here.
Yeah.
Throw the ball right here. I don't know what it was, what happened with Dak and everything, but I seriously feel like I said earlier in the program, Dak Prescott is a guy that's easy and everybody can get along with him. So we want to see, expect to see him do good, because we're all saying he's a good player. He's a good guy. And it takes more than being a good guy to win, actually. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Aaron Rodgers. He is not a good guy at all. And
Proud, well, he's a-hole.
But he got a championship.
Proud
to show it. He got a championship,
yeah, exactly.
Though, bro. So he got a championship.
Before he had a championship, we saw the same personality from Aaron Rodgers that we see today. I'm serious.
But that's who he is, and we can take it a step further. Like, that's who Dak is. This is the same person we see right now. We seen when he first came in. This is the same exact person.
So
Josh Allen, same exact person. They both ain't gonna win, and that lets you put people around them that can do the things that they need to do. And he needs to get more accurate at throwing the ball. Both of them, because both of them got the same problem. Both of them have the same exact problem. Both
and,
of them.
And
we can be talking about both of these teams at the same time.
They need to be cool like Joe Cool.
I say follow
they
by that touchdown.
Cool.
Exactly. All that.
That pressure, bustle,
well, that kicker was going to miss that kick anyway. Because you saw the trajectory of the ball right off of his leg. it went to the left immediately.
To the left,
so that block was a blessing. Seriously.
That's why
that
he was able to block it. That's why he was able to block it, because it was low and to the left. You know?
It went directly to his hand. That ball went directly to his hand. Now the kicker.
You know, you can't miss points like that in the playoffs. You can't miss a point like that.
You can't miss
a
point.
Every point counts. Everything counts.
Yes, sir.
Hey, also, every inch counts. How about the guy going out of bounds instead of trying to go forward to get the first down? Grinning off and doing something to try to have forward progress. You know, you got to know the guy. How about him not get both his feet down?
To be honest, the 49ers made their mistake as well. Because on that game-closing drive, instead of that receiver staying inbounds to keep the clock running, he ran out of bounds.
Yeah,
he got out of bounds.
That's a mistake. That's a mistake. But because Dallas was playing the way that they played, the 49er mistake didn't mean anything. They didn't mean anything. And everybody is saying, you know, you're a 7-year quarterback. You shouldn't get beat by a number seventh round draft pick, Mr. Irrelevant. I'm going to say that to this. The better team wins. It's not solely on the quarterback. The 49ers played a better team game than Dallas.
Because they was better prepared. How about being better prepared also?
Well,
Kyle Shanahan is phenomenal, y'all. His play calling is phenomenal. Like, put him in the right situations.
Being prepared.
I myself said, thank you, Dan Dummy Snyder. I don't know how many times, because I saw Shanahan take over that game, walking up and down that sideline as a true general. And when someone made a mistake, he went to him and let him know right then and there. Hey, bro, we can't do that. We don't do that here. But Dan Snyder, once again, wanted RG3 while everybody else wanted Kirk Cousins. You know? And just like the Wizards, we're seeing players come from Washington, go to other organizations, and doing what it is that they were drafted to do. Trent Williams, I'm seeing, we heard all type of rumblings about Trent and the fungus on his hair and all of that when he was trying to leave this team. I haven't heard it brought up one time. I haven't heard it brought up one time with San Francisco.
Right.
I haven't heard
No controversy. Right.
Yeah.
No controversy. He's been playing every game.
He's on his way to his Super Bowl.
He's making all pro this year too, isn't he?
Definitely.
Yeah, I think so. I think he had like three or four of them.
They titled him the best offensive lineman in football. He's definitely going to make all pro. He's definitely going to make all pro. Leaving Washington, there were all these problems, and you couldn't do this because of that, and you couldn't even put your helmet on and all of that nonsense. Come on,
Stay healthy.
Congratulations. Congratulations to the 49ers. They've once again shown who they are and why they are. And none of us can take anything from them for that. None of us. The Super Bowl, to me, in my book, is theirs to lose. Seriously. Now, they're going to have their toughest challenge playing versus Philly. They're going to have their toughest challenge. But if they get past Philly, listen, whoever wins that game between the 49ers and Philly, that's my favorite for the Super Bowl. That's my favorite for the Super Bowl because
I got Cincinnati.
I don't know, Ted.
That's who I got.
With Cincinnati, it's a show me thing with them because we've seen them in the big game fold. We've seen that. So
that's where Joe Burrow was getting sacked. This year he hasn't been getting sacked much. And an offensive line been protecting him for Higgins and Boyd and Chase to be involved and missing is getting 5 yards for Curry. That's a recipe for a Super Bowl win. They should get their first. I mean, they got the eyes of the
prize. I mean, they got something good on their side. I'm not saying that they don't. But, again, because I've seen them fail tremendously in the big game, are we really trusting that they have it together now? That's all I'm saying.
That was only one game last year. I mean, they up and coming, and this is the second year they're going to get there. Hey, this is their year, I believe.
Do you guys remember Buffalo with
four
Jim
in a
Kelly?
Row. Four
yes.
in a row.
And how many of those?
This is totally different, though. This is
ain't
totally different.
Home right then.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I hear you. I would hope
well,
so.
Pick,
I would
hey,
hope
pick,
so.
Pick who you pick. I'm going to pick who I pick. We're going to see. I won this time. I'm going to win again.
You know what? Obama win. Obama win one time, and now all of a sudden, Saddam is. Man, get out of here with that, man. Get out of here with that.
Who you think gonna win,
Hey, I was always silently picking, but just never said nothing, you know? But, that's what it is.
Come on, bro.
I'm probably going to see with that Cincinnati Bengals.
Dang, who you got winning, though, since your Buffalo Bills went down?
Man, yeah, I'm going with Joe Cool, man. Like you said, they was dead last year.
My man,
Tank.
I just said, between San Francisco and Philly, that's my winner for it all. The NFC is a rougher division than the AFC. And the AFC, when it comes to that rough game, that's why the Bengals lost.
Who's going to the Super Bowl? Who winning?
It's I can't pick right now, Treats, because once the 49ers and the Eagles play, and I know that that's the last game before the Super Bowl, but it's hard to count either one of those teams out. It's hard to count and player for player, offensive and defensive, y'all match up good, and both of y'all play a rugged, rough. So it's hard to say who's going to win in that game between the Eagles and the 49ers. It's hard to say that.
No, I'm talking about who you think going to win the Super Bowl, like, period. I get it. I get what you're saying about the
49ers.
Want to know
who wins
that
game.
Yeah, I got it.
I got the bank.
There you go. That's what I was saying.
Okay.
And you got to pick something,
okay,
bro.
I did.
Big
NFC.
Boy, who you got?
Hey, look.
Who you got, big boy?
I think that 49er Magic array run out this weekend.
I asked you who was going to run out.
I'm going to need a little patience from you so I can get to the answer.
Don't tear my team down in the process.
How you going to tear a team down that's making it to the divisional round? You can't tear them down. All I can do is tell the truth, how I see it.
That's right.
And
okay,
how I see it is, hey, look, Philly's not going to whoop y'all, but they're going to give y'all a nice little tap on that dome, and then they're going to go ahead and win the Super Bowl.
Who said
You heard it here first.
I think Philly going to beat you.
Oh, I have a fun fact for y'all.
Purdy throws a Purdy ball, though.
Purdy told a beautiful, catchable ball. That ball he threw to the tight end where he juggled it and still ran with it. If you watch that ball as it left Purdy's hand going to Kittle's, there was no doubt in your mind Kittle's was going to catch that. The juggle part, that was all on Kittle. That was all on juggling the ball, but Purdy got that thing down there to him. That's what I told him. He got some moxie.
But Philly got a good defense, man. Fletcher playing good ball, man.
Exactly.
San Francisco has the number one defense. They won one game more than us.
Yeah, so it's two good teams playing each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. It's two very good teams playing each other. And the Super Bowl winner will be playing in that game. I'm just going to have them choosing Philly, but even if San Francisco win it, San Francisco will win the Super Bowl. Because I don't see Cincinnati beating either one of them.
Right.
Yeah.
I tell you.
Let's be honest, y'all. The Bengals are going up against Kansas City. You guys really feel comfortable choosing the Bengals over Kansas City?
Man, I feel Mahomes hurt.
Jeez. They've been punishing Kansas City every time they play them
this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's a question. Was the Buffalo secondary better than Kansas City secondary right now?
Because
Buffalo secondary just, look anemic. It depends on that secondary because they can't check the Bengals by receiver. They're in trouble.
True.
Joe Cool, man, he's just like Tom Brady, man, he can read that defense, man. That's why he just know where to go at with that ball. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
And he got a chip on his shoulder, man.
He reads that defense, too, man.
He reads that defense immediately. Yeah, I'll give him that. He reads that defense immediately, and it seems like he always knows where to go with the football.
Yeah.
But if the Bengals do,
can't do that circus act.
If the Bengals do get past Kansas City, San Francisco or the Eagles, both know how to disguise their defense and what they're doing. So that would eliminate Joe Cool, if you ask me, because these guys can play that peekaboo game on defense a lot better than, like I'm telling you, man, the NFC side of the ball, they play a rougher game. They play a harder game than the AFC. We've seen this numerous of times. So it's up in the air. It's up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this Super Bowl going to depend on this Eagles 49ers game. Then I'll be able to tell you exactly who will be the winner and who will be the loser. I just don't.
Cincinnati is the
modern day
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nah, I ain't going there. I ain't gonna go there. I'll say Cincinnati is the modern day Ravens with a legit quarterback.
They represent the AFC Central well. They represent the Central well right now.
Definitely. But if you go around the league, fan to fan, and ask them who is going to dominate, who is going to win, I guarantee you, man, Cincinnati won't be the pick for a lot of people. Cincinnati will not be the pick in a lot of people's eyes, man.
Hey, just like Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson.
That's all.
Just like Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson. Everybody picked Mike Tyson. What happened? So I'm telling you, that's who I'm going with. You get yours, I got mine.
Hey, the underdog don't always win, man. The underdog don't always win.
Huh?
The underdog don't always win. Hey, look, they the underdog.
That's why they upset. That's why they got a chip on their shoulder, because nobody's picking them. Nobody, you know, they like, man, we was in the Super Bowl last year. Nobody's picking us. You pick Buffalo, giving them special attention,
mm-hmm.
you know. Hey, Joe Cool say everybody need to get a refund. He ready, man.
The Bengals. They beat Kansas. They beat Kansas City three times already, and the Bengals play in the AFC with the Ravens and Pittsburgh. They not so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, they not.
Oh, yeah, they not so. They definitely
and
not.
And the dog fan. Oh, that's what that whole division
is
about.
We had to beat the Seahawks three times.
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, when the regular season,
they're winning
playoffs. You got to bring your A game.
I can hear you now, Kirby. What say you, man?
Well, I just have a house full of relatives from Texas visiting, and they used to listen to you on Rev Show years ago. Remember that?
Okay. What's up, fam?
Yeah. Well, hang on a second. They just want to holler at you.
All right.
Let's get it going. Come on, fam. Where the fam at?
I tell you what, the Eagles are all rested up and looking good. I think they're going to beat San Francisco, and they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Kirby, you waited all this time to get up here to say that foolishness?
<Uh-oh>.
You got your pick. I got mine. You got your pick. I got mine. I've been.
I thought you loved me a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
Say it with your chest, girl. Say it with your chest.
He did. He did.
Trees. You are entitled to your wrong opinion.
Hey, Kirby. Come on, Kirby. Be easy on my co-host, man. Be easy on my co-host.
Hey, man.
I picked the 49ers and the Bills to be in the playoffs. But after seeing how the Bills did it in the Bills' house, you know, I think it's going to be that Philly Magic and that and the Bengals that they're in the Super Bowl.
Well, I'm gonna say this. I hope that the Bills losing won't make the league go away from the whole Harmon get behind, because the whole NFL got behind this young man and wanted to see a healthy return. I hope that this doesn't change.
They still support him.
I hope. Okay, good. Good. I think they should. Yeah. I think they should.
With that being said, Josh Allen got to get himself together. This is why I didn't pick the Bills, because, man, I can't trust him when, you know, when it's crunch time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He don't come through.
I see that now.
Yeah, we see that now.
That's it.
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
I know I had my what the heck moments on Saturday. You know what I'm saying? I was hoping the Giants come through. And Danny Dimes, that dude need to get himself together too, or I don't know what happened in Philadelphia. I mean, I'm mad at the NFL because y'all robbed us. You didn't beat us. You robbed us twice. You had these sorry folks go to the playoffs and boo-boo the bed. This ain't right.
Uh-huh.
Ain't right. Yeah, we would have gave Philadelphia more of a go than that.
They boo-booed in the bed.
Not the boo-boo.
Yeah, they did.
Not the boo-boo.
They boo-booed in the bed. Wow. I got to agree with you, 007. The Giants didn't show anything of a playoff team this weekend.
No.
Not even a resemblance of a true playoff team. And it's like whatever the Eagles wanted to do, the Giants allowed them to do it. You know, it was like, okay, y'all want to run? Go ahead. Here's a run. And I mean, the Eagles put a third string running back in there, and they scored with 3 minutes left in the game. The Giants still showed no resistance. Yeah, the Giants still showed no resistance. So yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, they boo booed in the bed, man. They boo booed in. They had to change the sheet, flip the mattress, and all type of nonsense, man.
You got to throw that away. You got to throw that one away.
I'm
Jack.
Throw it away the next day. But I'm going to finish that night sleep on the other side. Trust me.
Right. Good Lord.
But you know what, y'all? Just what we said was going to happen so far has happened. And this NFL playoff season has been one to remember. It truly has. From one of the greatest comebacks ever seen to I don't wanna do like everybody else and put Tampa Bay's losing on the rest of the team, because Tom Brady didn't do what Tom Brady needed to do. Seriously. So we saw that Leopard change his spot as far as being a winner when it came down to it. Tom had no resemblance of winner with him. With these Cowboys, we see the way that the league is going. Your defense can be as stout and dominating as you want them to be. If your offensive side of the ball is making mistake after mistake, you're not going to win that game. You're not going to win that game. So, I mean, this NFL playoffs has been that, all that, and a bag of chips, I'll say, to the fans, for us fans. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And this weekend, with that 49er and Eagle game coming up, man, that is going to be the game to watch. I'm trying to tell you. That's going to be the game to watch. My only wish is that these dudes don't beat each other up so bad that they come limping and the winner comes limping into the Super Bowl. That's right. My only wish.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to be some rumbling and jumbling up in that thing. They're going to be trying to take heads off.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know that too. But I hope and wish that those guys just, you know, stick to the regular football. Leave all that other stuff alone until after the game. You know, if you lose, be salty as a planter's peanut. And if you win, then take your win and think about what you got to do in that Super Bowl in the following 2 weeks. You know, I'm one that don't like to see the extra on a football field. I really don't. I prefer that these guys stay professional and handle their business and win or lose as professional. Leave that little kid stuff to Pop Warner, I say. You know, leave that to high school ball, I say. You know, and give the fans what they want. Give them what they want, mm-hmm. A good, clean, hard-hitting football game. Everything within the limits of the rules of the game.
Can I say, speaking of rules, the officials have been doing a phenomenal job, too. I ain't seen too much penalties out there. No nonsense calls in the playoffs.
Well,
you know,
we can say the teams that they wanted to win has been winning. So we haven't seen no ridiculous calls, for real. The team that Vegas say, give them a pass.
Right.
Have been winning. So we haven't seen any ridiculous calls. Now, I did see a ridiculous call in that Cowboys game this weekend. I did see a couple of ridiculous calls versus the Cowboys, but because I hate the Cowboys as I do, moving right along. Moving right.
You petty just like your co-host.
Birds of a feather, bro. Birds of a feather, mama. Don't let the babies grow up to be
Y'all terrible.
Hey, look, and speaking of Cowboys, man, Tank, what y'all going to do with Zeke, man? That man is useless.
Zeke already let it be known, man. He's taking a pay cut, like I said, what he have to do, man.
He can't be the starter no more. He said he's gonna take a pay cut, so I'm gonna leave it at that. That's what I said he had to do if he wanna continue to be on that roster.
When Bill gets a pay cut.
Yeah. Gotta do that.
That's a must.
Yeah.
Well, what if he
the secretary got his straight through?
He's gonna handle all that.
Well,
got a whole off season.
I'm not
gonna handle that.
What we saw from Dave
can't do it by himself.
And what we saw from him in this 49ers game is not normal. I think that ball just surprised them. I truly think that football surprised them coming in there. And we know Diggs can will and can hit that ball. Now,
the Diggs fell off at the half of the year, too.
You watch him closer than I do. What do you contribute that to, Shane? His fall off.
Him not doing what he's supposed to do on the field. He's been doing it half of the year. So what you fall off for now? That's you as a player. You was already showing what you was doing. And you exactly right, Daniel 7, that especially when he went in for that hit. I told Miss T, I said, I said, this fool had his eyes closed the whole time when he was trying to tackle him. That's right.
He had
he could have made Kittle get that ball up easy when he was running with that ball like that. He could have intercepted it. If he was looking, he could have took it out there. Anything, but he had his eyes closed. He had his head turned, and his body was down. He was looking at the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Was that number 7?
Yeah,
that just laid down and let him go. Yeah, I said that too. I'm like, man, what are you doing, dude? You showed everyone in him. I mean, the ball was right there juggling. All you had to do is stick your hand in there and try, do something.
That was somebody else behind that mask. That wasn't Diggs yesterday. The Diggs I saw, he had like 10 interceptions this year.
But Devin said he ain't had that after the 8th or 9th week. He ain't had nothing.
Nope.
He didn't do nothing.
He went solid. Why?
Yeah, you Superman.
Hey guys. So that's how it is. He went silent.
So,
I think y'all safety away though.
That falls on your coach, man. That falls on your coach, man. How unprepared
Not on my defensive coordinator. No, that ain't falling on him.
No.
Not what he been. Had him playing. That's Diggs out there just. Come on, he can't be out there to help you tackle, bro. You got to keep your head up. You know that.
He's not trying to play hero ball.
It wasn't even hero ball. He wasn't looking. He was playing no ball.
No ball. Yeah. No ball.
No ball. That's not on the coach. The coach not out there to help you tackle, bro. Especially when you're right there in the vicinity to either intercept it or make the man jump the ball. That's on the player himself.
But he's playing third.
I love y'all. I really do, and I'm gonna get the last word. Ted, you got the last word, babe.
Cool. Hey, well, I want to say thank you so much. I want to say to everyone, man, thank you for Kale's Corner for inviting me, man. I thank Lady T, thank Kale, I thank everyone, man. Love everyone, man. Like Kale say, your loved ones should know that you love them. You know, I have been to several funerals in the past week and stuff, and y'all know people are dying, y'all. Love your loved ones and embrace them, y'all. And let's stop hating and let's just spread love, y'all. Love everyone. I love y'all.
That's a good one. That's good, Ted. Thank you so much for that final word. DMV Kale and Miss Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563 888-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Enjoy yourself, and we'll be right back here on Thursday. I love you guys. Be safe. Kale, you have the very last word.
All right, all right. Hey, y'all, listen, thank you guys for today's show. 57007, Ted, the winner. Meemont, my man Debo, Kirby, Big Boy, everybody. If I forgot the name, hey, charge it to my head, not my heart, because y'all know it ain't nothing but love here. We want everyone to come back Thursday. Come back Thursday, 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. Thursday. We're going to, Teresa and I are going to decide exactly how we're going to do this, this week's pick, but there will be this week's pick, and if I'm not mistaken, Treach, am I right? This is the week that we increase, right? This is the week that, that your pay-in increases. It'll increase for this game and also
the last two
for the Super Bowl. Right, right. The last 2 weeks of it, your payment will increase. So think about if you want to play, you know what to do. Make sure Trees get that money before that Saturday kickoff, and let's have some fun and enjoy this thing, man. And the Wizards play tonight. I got to look it up exactly who they play tonight. Brother Tang, real quick, who the Wizards running with tonight?
Hey, bro, I know they play tonight and tomorrow and Saturday. I forgot who they playing, but they play tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday.
All right, all right. Well, let's look. Let's all get a look in
y'all
on this.
Y'all play the Mavericks.
The Mavericks. Okay. Well, let's get a good look in on this Hachimura-less Wizards team against the Mavericks at 8:30. Listen, what I always say: if you love them, they should already know. They should already know.
Right.
So I hope everybody listening know DMV Kale and Lady T love you. All right, so we'll get to y'all Thursday, 5 p.m. Stay safe and don't be dangerous. We'll get out with you.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me. They can stimulate and tease me. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Diamonds are forever.
The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Forever, ever, forever, ever, ever, ever.
People lose hands, leg arms for real. Little was known of Sierra Leone and how we connect to the diamonds we own. When I speak of diamonds in a song, I ain't talking about the ones that be cloned. I'm talking about Rockefeller, my home, my chain. These ain't conflict diamonds. Is they Jacob? Don't lie to me, man. See a part of me saying, keep shining. How? When I know what a blood diamond. So it's thousands of miles away. Sierra Leone connect to what we go through today. Over here it's the drug trade. We die from drugs. Over there they die from what we buy from drugs. The diamonds, the chains, the braces, the charms is. I thought my Jesus piece was so harmless till I seen a picture of a shorty armless. And here's the conflict. It's in a black person's soul to rock that gold. Spend your whole life trying to get that ice. On a polo rugby you look so nice. How can something so wrong make me feel so right? Right? So I beat myself up like Ike. You can still throw your Rockefeller diamond tonight. Because
throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. I'm gonna give my chain back. That'll be the same
same day I get a game back. You know the next questions are, yo, where Dame at? This track the Indian dance, I bring our rain back. What's up with you and Jay, man? Are y'all okay, man?
Yep, I got it from here, yay, damn. The chain remains, the gang is intact. The name is mine, I'll take blame for that. The pressure's on, but guess who ain't gon' crack? Pardon me, I had to laugh at that. How could you falter when you're the rock at your balls? I had to get off the boat so I could walk on water. This ain't no tall order, this is nothing to me. Difficult takes a day, impossible takes a week. I do this in my sleep, I sold kilos of coke. I'm guessing I could sell CDs. I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman. Me handle my business, damn. Kanye's, you got me. Free weight and Foxy, YG, Pierre, Marie, Petey, watch me. Bleak could be one hit away his whole career. As long as I'm alive, he's a millionaire. And even if I die, he's in my will somewhere. So he could just kick back and chill somewhere. Oh yeah. He don't even have to write rhymes. The dynasty like my money lasts three lifetimes. Shelly Bass in the red saying exactly what I was saying practically my whole career. The diamond is fair, Bob and mine is forever. Now the Louis Vuitton, Don Con, it couldn't be better. Lined up to see the Titanic sinking. Said we rose from the ash like a phoenix. If you're waiting for the end, a dynasty sign, it would seem like forever. It's a mighty long time.